Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Michelle here, and lots of announcements. It's, of course, the 7 for Heaven sale, which started several days ago before the Valentine's Day, and then my birthday the day after. And that sale will continue right through President's Day, midnight, Monday the 12th. Any other statements, Vichy?
Yes, I guess I get to say happy birthday to Bill on the air today, because what did you tell me? It's your birthday month.
Well, yeah, I believe in birthday months. You know, it only comes once 12th of the year.
Well, okay, that was a little bit of a tongue twister, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's wonderful to spend all these birthdays with you. That's 33 birthdays that I've spent with you.
Yes, and it's wonderful. And
yeah, I'm very, very blessed, by the way. I don't know if I always sound as thankful as in my quiet time. I'm very, very thankful. I thank God for Bill, especially recently, which, you know, because I've gotten sick and had insomnia and all kinds of stuff happening to me. I think what it could be happening is I'm finally hitting menopause. And that's what I wanted to talk with you about today, Bill, besides the sale.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to get into a few questions that I have.
Go ahead. Really,
and I know Rebecca also from Utah. She's kind of, her and I are going through kind of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That I'll bring up here in a few minutes. But first of all I want you to know that the sale is on, the 7% off of previous sale prices. Now, you know what that means for the Nutridyne. The Nutridyne is now, it's regular $49.95. It's $45, $5 off, and then another $15 off the 3-pack and $30 off the 6-pack. Did you know that, Bill?
No.
But now you have an additional 7%. It's going to be all weekend, and hey, it's President's Day on Monday, Bill, so it'll go right through to Tuesday midnight.
Wow.
Because banks aren't open on Monday. Did you know that? Stop typing, Bill.
I have to type this. This is
now
important.
Now, be a nice bee.
Okay, I just had to put this up.
Be a nice bee when you're talking.
Okay,
to
I'll just
over
else.
Here.
Okay, I'm done. Anyway.
I think Bill thinks I come on the show, and then you can just go to sleep.
No, I'm not. No, I had to do this because I'm getting stuff up here for hour 2 and 3.
Okay. Here's your phone now buzzing. Bill's got all these things that happen when I'm here.
Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing.
It's not.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, the exciting part is an additional 7% off of that, which is off of the sale prices. So anything that was on sale stays on sale, and you get even more, which is great if you're on a tight budget. Now, if you want to save even more money, say you want a bottle of Nutridyne that's regular $49.95, which I say Nutridyne because that's still our number one product. And then, Phil, then you get it for $45, less 7%. And how about you want to save on free shipping? Just drop a check in the mail. Because we never charge shipping for mail orders. So, hey, if you've never had a chance to order from NutriMedical, here's your time. And, Bill, why would you want to have the Nutridyne our number one product? That's how I got your attention.
Yeah, three reasons. The first reason is it kills all known pathogens. And right now we know we have a triple threat from the H3N2 flu, which is...
It also kills unknown pathogens that we don't even know about.
Well, the most people don't realize they're loaded to the eyeballs with unknown pathogens, yeah. Known and unknown. Okay, so...
I know. Hate it when I do that.
Well, do you want me to finish? Okay.
Yes, I do.
How about you just take over?
Okay.
Okay.
It also is great for mitochondria.
There you go. Right? You're right.
Of course, the spider bites, from my own personal experience, it's the only thing, and I have another...
What does it do to mitochondria? Does it kill them or does it make new mitochondria?
Pardon me?
Does it make new mitochondria or
kill? It makes new mitochondria.
Okay, next. You're a good student. Good.
And it also is great for fighting, like when Fukushima was around, for radiation.
That's true, but it also detoxes other halides. That's another fourth thing. Uh-huh. The third thing is that it gets rid of halides that are feminizing. All halide toxins attach to the female receptor of males and females and feminized males and hyperestrogenized females, which causes cancer.
Hyper what?
Estrogenizes females.
Makes
to
more
cause,
estrogen.
Well, what it does is cause breast cancer and it does other things.
What does that mean, hyperestrogenized? Makes more estrogen?
Yeah, but it's not physiologically normal, so it increases breast cancer and other toxic things.
Oh, wow, another thing that neutralizes.
Yeah, it attaches to DNA, so it does bad stuff, yeah.
Well, also, it's great for the thyroid.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. So what it does, basically, is it generates new mitochondria. It helps also with peripheral deiodination, because each tissue deiodinates T4 to T3, because T4 has a half-life of 37.5 hours, which means it drops to half the concentration in 37.5 hours. But T3, which is the active hormone, 4,000 times more powerful, only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So each body compartment, like around your internal organs, your skeletal muscles, your liver, your brain, separately and independently removes the 5' deiodinase iodine and activates the hormone to lock onto the crystal golly of mitochondria to turn on oxidative phosphorylation. So
now,
it's like the lock and key.
Stop using such big words.
No, that's
the crystal golly. How do I?
Well, these if you look at the micro mitochondria on your electron microscope, you see these little look like shelves. And it locks on those little shelves.
Oh, that's I can understand that. Okay.
And it locks on the little shelves, and what it does is it turns on what's called the oxidative coupling to turn sugar and fatty acids into ATP and NADH, the high energy molecules.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So still, Bill, would you agree it's our number one product that we have?
Yeah, it's
and if you're on a tight budget, this would be the time to probably get the NutriDome because
this
you'll
year
never
we're
see it like this on sale and a sale.
Guess what day today is? See if it's not only
the day after Bill's birthday.
It's also Chinese New Year.
Oh.
Which is called 879 Plague Day. This is Plague Day.
Why is
because
that?
For the last 4 years, the H79 is getting more and more lethal. Now, as lethality drops of a pathogen, its infectivity increases. And once it reaches that sweet spot where it's much more infective but less lethal, it starts to really kill. And this is what's happening with H3N2. That's why this year we're seeing a lot of people dead from the H3N2, and the vaccine is completely and utterly useless.
But what are you talking about, Chinese New Year?
The H7N9 is growing in China, and it's killing people there. And when they come back from the Chinese New Year in the next few weeks, we're going to see the third wave of the flu plague come.
Because go back to worship ancestors or something like that?
They just visit there. But what happens is most flus actually originate in China. Because of the high population.
But a lot of people, don't they kind of go back to...
That's just their travel. Well, there's millions
and
millions
more.
There's more people travel there than the Aliyah that go to Mecca and Medina. By a large margin.
Wow.
Millions and millions.
Really?
And they're by and large, Chinese people tend to be middle or upper middle class. They tend to be wealthier. Or even if they're not wealthy, they save enough money to travel back to see their ancestors home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're likely to see this year plagues. Not only that, because of geoclimatic change and increased pollution, people's immune systems are weaker, so they're more likely to get more serious pathogens. There's three ways that pathogens can weaponize. You have a weak host, like if you take a ferret and you blast with cobalt radiation, you can weaponize it by passing it through 10 ferrets. So just don't do anything in the lab. Don't mess with DNA. Just pass it from one ferret to the next ferret, and each one you blast with radiation. And the sick ferret will make the virus more and more lethal. That was discovered in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And you know the guy that they say was the killer for JFK?
Mm-hmm.
He actually was not. He was a bio...
Who? Who?
Let's see if you can remember. What was his name?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, my point is... I'm not going to get into that. But my point is, he's a bioweaponeer. He was just a body to say that he was the guy who was up in the shooting in the depository, right? And, of course, Ruby killed him, so they could never kind of get the truth out of the guy. But the fact is, he was a bioweaponeer. I have from other sources, Dr. Murray's monkey book and other sources.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me of this terrible school shooting. Wow, what is wrong with this country?
Three things. Did you want to get into that a bit?
Quickly.
Okay, first is, I've said this yesterday when I had the end of the day before. Well, I'll just say basically.
Yeah, because you don't have much time.
We need three things: metadata, money, and mental health. And if we had proper database, I call pre-crime, not like Minority Report, we would have caught this kid. But secondly, there's some evidence that there may have been other shooters. So we'll talk about that in hour two and three.
Well, who's your guest going to talk about that? Who's on?
I got Harley Schlanger on hour two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, there's a component of false flag there.
Yeah.
And hour three is Gary Richard Arnold.
Good shows today.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be so hot, you'll have to drop your iPhone, your iPad, computer, or your ear pads.
Be right back.
Come back, and Michelle is here. And she's your usual pretty self.
Before we go on to the emails, Bill, Ken, I didn't forget you over there in Georgia. Ken wanted me to ask you, Bill, what's the difference between the old VibraSlim and the new Sonic machine that you have?
Completely different technology.
What's the name of the new machine?
Sonic Life.
Sonic Life.
The VibraSlim is a tilt thing that actually sends a shockwave up your legs. Just like I've also personally had a machine called a DKN, which is a triplanar. These are, will exercise and stretch the Golgi tendon apparatus, but they have a traumatic effect on joints and ligaments and so on. The sonic is a sine wave curve, and it's created by sound and electromagnetics, so you can actually pump frequencies through it up to 100,000 hertz. So besides exercising you, either with exercise or just standing or sitting on it, you can turn on the machine to pump the frequencies through you. So it's completely different technology.
Does it vibrate the same way?
No.
Oh, it doesn't vibrate?
It's only vertical dimension. It's not triplanar, three different planes. And it's only a sine wave. It's not a square wave or a sawtooth wave or triplanar, which was vibrating upward, sideways, in every direction.
No, but it does vibrate when it has
only vertical. Only vertical and only a sine wave. Just sine wave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you like it more if you want to?
It's not traumatic. Number one, mm-hmm. It exercises, it tunes the frequency to each muscle group of your body. Mm-hmm. So when you stand up for 10 minutes, you go just through the routine, just press the auto routine rather than just tuning into a specific muscle group because you can do crunches on it if you get a bigger one like the professional. Mm-hmm. So it's a big enough platform. You can actually feel it moving from one muscle group to another, like your calves, your legs, thighs, your buttock, your abdominal. Women who, for example, exercise on it that have their pelvis is falling out and they're going to need surgery to stop their uterus and their bladder from falling out. It strengthens the muscles.
When they get old, you mean?
Or middle age, usually middle age, meaning in their 40s. It repairs it. And 100% of women who actually go on the machine, within a matter of weeks to a couple months, they don't have any more need for bladder surgery. They actually use suspensory ligaments. It pulls up their muscles and tones everything, right up your neck, your arms. You can feel
it every muscle. Your uterus and everything?
Every muscle group in your body, even ones that are smooth muscle groups.
Wow.
And the internal organs.
Wow.
So it does things that no other machine does.
No,
and it also, because it's non-traumatic, you don't feel like you're beat up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also pump frequencies. So we can put the Sonic Life. I can put an MP3 player like my phone and pump frequencies through, like, the atomic resonance of different minerals. It talks to your ion channels, so it opens up your ion channels to absorb minerals and heal your body. And I can even put in healing frequencies for different organ systems.
If the listeners are interested in knowing more about it and reading more about it, where would they find it on the website?
Under Diagnostic and Therapeutics right now. I think I'm going to try to get the other site below under Shop activated, but you can find it under there, the Sonic Life.
Under Diagnostics and Therapeutics?
Yeah.
It's called Sonic Life.
Yeah, and you'll see the large machine, which is professional, and the other. You can buy them on lease. And by the way, they're a complete write-off against taxes, so it doesn't cost you anything because we'll provide you the documentation that, you know, you can write it off your health issues, whether it's you know, muscular training, heart failure, hypertension, cancer. It pumps your lymphatics better than anything in the world. So if you're trying to pump lymphatics, especially somebody post-cancer and they've had surgery in their arms or legs or whatever big, this will pump the lymphatics better than anything.
Before I forget.
But it has a healing frequencies, which is really cool. And it'll restore your bones if you're osteopenic. You take your bone generator, and it compresses the bone crystal so that it'll actually increase your bone regeneration.
You have to take your Collagen Max bone generator.
Yeah, you have to take the nutrients. You can't just go on a machine. Yeah. You have to have the nutrients in your body. Let's put it this way. Frequency plus nutrients equals healing.
Okay.
Right.
Before I forget, Rebecca from Utah. Bill, she's 59. This is the menopause question that I wanted to ask the last segment there. Her blood pressure is 129 over 91. Is that bad or?
Yes.
How? Why?
The 129 is not bad, under 130, but the diastolic shouldn't be over 80. If it is, it indicates your lower or your mean blood pressure is higher than normal. And if your stiffness of the arteries, like we have a blood pressure machine, if people contact me, I can get it from Europe. That'll measure your stiffness every time you use it from in your arteries. Okay. I had it posted up before, but I'll repost it up again. The key issue here is that you don't want your artery to get stiff, because if your blood vessels don't cause a contractile wave, your diastolic pressure will rise and eventually the arteries calcify.
So which of those numbers is bad?
The bottom one. Not
the bottom one.
The 91.
So the top one's not bad, is it? 129?
No.
So that 91, what is that?
That means your blood vessels are in spasm, and it means they're getting stiffer, and they may be calcifying down the road, and they may not be getting a peristaltic contractile wave, which moves three-quarters of your blood is moved by your blood vessels, not your heart.
Okay, so what should she do?
Cardiovasc, two capsules of 30 drops three times a day. Supernox, two caplets three times a day or three twice a day. CoQ10 Supreme, two soft gels in the morning.
Will the ubiquinol work too?
Yeah, well, but you should use a little bit of both, because you see the CoQ10 Supreme, you have to convert the ubiquinol back to CoQ10. The ubiquinol, CoQ10 ubiquinol, it will cross the blood-brain barrier to the brain too. So you could get away with that, but you're better off to use it. Let's say once.
So you could only afford one, but you get the ubiquinol, and it'll do both the heart and the brain.
That's right. Yeah, but then you need to make magnesium glycinate, unopposed calcium. Will cause contractile spasm in your blood vessels. Most people are magnesium deficient.
What did you say about calcium?
Calcium causes contraction and spasm of your blood vessels, and magnesium counteracts it.
Oh, okay.
And then you want to take VascuCare carnitine or special propion LL carnitine for your blood vessels.
That's two different things, isn't it? VascuCare and carnitine?
Yes. VascuCare is a carnitine. Right?
If Rebecca can only afford three things.
VascuCare, carnitine, CoQ10, cardiovasc, and magnesium glycinate to start with.
Okay.
Monitor her blood pressure. Home blood pressure is a good idea, because you want to be rested and relaxed. A lot of times people have white coat hypertension. They get tense when they go to see a doctor. And you need to be lying down for 5 minutes to 10 minutes before you actually measure your pressure, because if you do it before then, you may just have systolic, your anxiety hormones are high, so you're going to get spasm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike from here in California did call you for a consult about his brother, and to Eric?
Yes.
And you don't want me to read the whole thing. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, he had low.
That was scary. He's only 35.
He had low immunoglobulin levels. He had low immunoglobulin levels in his blood, and he had a serious lung infection, and he didn't know what was going on. But when people email or call me, they don't understand. 98% of the time, I provide free advice. Doesn't cost anything to email them back, whether they've listened to the show or bought a product or whatever. And only if I have to review medical records, order tests, I do a consult. Or you request a consult because you want a deeper evaluation. And I usually recommend that I have a look at your medical records and history form, et cetera. Or we start off at least a few paragraphs describing what's going on. I don't assume that people are good historians, so I usually like that form, although a lot of people don't like it. Or if they don't want to do it, I'll do it for them and just talk to them on the phone, and I'll go through the form.
That's good, yeah.
All right. So the point is, what he had in his stage so far, we haven't actually done a formal consult yet, but I recommend with his doctor he get lip electrophoresis with his immunoglobulins. He get a test with a peripheral blood smear analysis by a pathologist, and he have a bone marrow analysis to make sure he doesn't have myelofibrosis or an invading tumor in his bone marrow that's driving his immunoglobulin level down. He gets an ultrasound of his upper abdomen to look for spinal megaly. If his spleen's enlarged, he may have effective immunoglobulins.
But they thought he had cancer, right?
No. He doesn't have enough investigation. He's assuming that. He doesn't have enough tests to indicate that yet.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it scares people when the doctor says that.
Yeah, the doctor is not qualified to say that without more testing.
I know, and that scares the patient.
Topics. Go ahead.
I do. Just before I get into the emails, I have a question, Bill.
Yeah.
How many whole garlics would you have to equal one of our Allison Med capsules?
Around over 100. Yeah. And it's not physically possible. Not only that, if you don't stabilize the Allison, which has to be stabilized, the one that Peter Josting has is stabilized with potato starch.
We have the Alamax,
but we have another technology out of Germany, which has 200 milligrams more than the Alamed, Alamax from the Alamed from Peter Josting, and it has 200 milligrams more, which is well over 100 of garlic, which you couldn't possibly eat. And not only that, it's not stabilized, so you have to have it stabilized so the Alanase doesn't destroy it. So when people say that they can just do their home remedies and it's going to be superior to nutraceuticals, they're delusional. Okay?
Okay, let's get into the emails then on that. We'll start with Anthony and Gina, sent from Anthony's BlackBerry.
Right.
Hello, Dr.
You're not going to go over this one here, though, right up on the board.
I'll do that next.
Okay, go ahead.
Our 3-year-old son had a fever recently with some cough. His fever is almost gone, but his cough has worsened. Prior to visiting a doctor, we were hoping for your opinion about what can help. We like to avoid drugs when possible. We have been giving him an organic cough remedy for day and night, and we also give him raw honey. My wife also rubs his chest with a menthol product from the Philippines. The cough is better in the day and worse at night. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, what he's got is what's called laryngotracheitis. And the current virus is going around, like H3N2, tends to persist in the upper trachea and respiratory tract, although it can grow deep in the lungs, which is similar to the 1918 flu 100 years ago. What you want to do is just have him inhale some sprays of silver, the NutriSilver. And if you're trying to reduce inflammation in the lungs, give him some Power C Plus. You can open a capsule up and put it in a smoothie. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's going to reduce the lung inflammation. The other thing you can do is open up a capsule of cell detox glutathione, because it's a hydroperoxy radical in the basket cells and in the bronchi, respiratory bronchioles that cause bronchorrhea.
Now, and you for a little 3-year-old, how much would it be, half a capsule?
Half a capsule, and you can make up a smoothie and even keep it in the fridge and give them two or three times a day, a little smoothie with something he likes, you know, whether it's something that, you know, that we make up, like a drink like Life Support, or even mix it up in a blender or something he likes, like a juice thing. But you want to use the NutriSilver, and what you do is you give him two or three sprays and just have him hold it. Give him one or two sprays, have him hold it for count of 10 and repeat it, and do that a few times a day, and then again, especially before bedtime, and it'll reduce his bronchorrhea and his bronchial spasm and laryngotracheitis, which causes him to cough. All right?
Okay.
But these other natural remedies they're trying are pretty useless. And some people use things like oregano oil. Really burns. Do not use oregano oil. Bad idea.
Not in a child either.
Yeah.
Bill, next we have Timothy. Timothy is a relatively new customer, I believe, and I'm going.
By the way, he's a new customer now.
Yes.
But he told me when I talked to him the other day.
Yes.
He's been listening to one of our. His brother was listening.
Yes.
He's been a long time listener to the program, and of course he had lost us when we went over to RBN for a while a couple of years ago, and he's back. And of course, when people panic, they push the Dr. Bill button, right? After running all over the place.
Yeah, even me.
Yeah.
I don't run all over the place.
No, you're
I just
smart.
Just ignore it until I need Bill.
Until you need
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, can you scroll back to the top so I can read that, please, Bill?
It is at the top.
No, up a little higher. There you go.
Oh, yeah, right there, yeah.
First of all, I know I have mercury toxicity due to many vaccines and mercury fillings being in my mouth for decades. So he says they were removed several years ago, and a dental dam was used during the removals. And he was on antidepressants for 13 years and so on. I know you don't want me to read all this.
No, he's got a long history.
I didn't know one part's interesting there. Just scroll down a little
bit. I can summarize, too.
About the Teflon. I thought that was an interesting
question.
Right,
well, let me summarize his history first. He's got mercury toxicity. Mm-hmm. He's got an antidepressants. He's got hypothyroidism. He's got chronic fatigue. He's got no libido at all, no male dry sex drive at all. Mm-hmm. And he's got prostatism. Those are the main thing. And he was exposed to Teflon pans. And go ahead about that.
What he says is, he says, I grind my teeth and I had several root canals. And he goes on, Bill, it's down below that. Here it is. My two sisters, myself and my mom, have had low thyroid. Would cooking out of a Teflon pan years ago contribute towards this condition? There's a question.
Yeah, it not only is an anti-hormone, which could block thyroid hormone.
What is
the
Teflon?
Yeah, the chlorofluorocarbons. But it also has anti-male hormone activity, so it can affect male impotence and sex drive.
Really? So
yeah.
Never, ever, ever cook.
Well, our whole world basically is, I'm not the one that coined it, but I picked it up pretty quick. It's called Spermageddon. Our sperm counts are dropping so fast between 73 and 2011. Research done in Israel, Europe, and elsewhere now, a number of most centers around the world, showing the sperm count's dropping about 75% since the 50s and 60s. And the male hormone levels, too, is being blocked by toxic volatile chemicals like these Teflon pans and toxic, bisphenols and other things.
You go to Macy's now, and, if I'm going to pick up a new pan or something, to get a good stainless steel pan, you have to really search because everything's coated with this Teflon.
Yeah, and also...
And they say it's safe.
And most, by the way, most products coming from China are toxic.
Yeah,
if it says China, don't buy it.
No.
Okay, in any way, shape, or form.
If you're eating out of it, especially.
Yeah, but if you're buying clothing or other materials, assume it's toxic and then until proven otherwise. It's, like, bad.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, this is, this would be Verna.
Yeah, speak loud enough, honey. Talk loud enough.
Verna would like a protocol for hypothyroid.
Okay, very simple. Number one, you need to take minothyroid, 2 capsules in the morning, and you may need to repeat it 2 in the early afternoon. You need to take Neutrodyne 10 drops in water twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Minerals Plus, which contains the other 6 minerals besides monatomic plasma iodine. And I recommend Forskolin, Coleus Forskolii, capsule twice a day, which improves 5 gram deiodination. Most people that have thyroid dysfunction also have adrenal. So they usually have hyperadrenalism, so they need stress to go to reduce the excess hormone production caused by their hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress hormones will throw off their sleeping pattern and their repair pattern, because if you don't get stage 4 sleep, your stem cells don't come out and repair your tissues either. And you can have other polyhormone imbalances, like what's called somatopause, where your growth hormone levels are blunted, and your male or female andropause in males, and menopause in women can happen earlier if you're hypo. The most common hypothyroidism is type 2, which is related to elevated blood insulin. So you've got to cut out sugar and high carbohydrate diet, go more paleo and low-carbo, and take things for, we call, if you have an elevated blood sugar, you're starting to turn diabetic, but you can have dyslipidemia and elevated blood insulin, and most doctors won't measure fasting or 2-hour PC blood insulin, but most people that are hypo have type 2, which means they're a pre-diabetic type pattern.
What are some of the symptoms? How do you know if you have hypothyroid?
Low core body temperature, lower than 98.6, especially mm-hmm. first thing in the morning before your muscles twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic fatigue, insomnia, or even if you sleep, you don't feel rested. Muscle cramps, decreased libido in males and females, and obesity and edema. You might be starting to have swelling of your feet or ankles.
Mm-hmm. I just realized with Timothy that we didn't address the thing of Teflon. Say that you were exposed to something like that, what would you take, Keeler Max?
No, Keeler Max is for heavy metals. You take xenoestrogen detox and simethyl.
Oh.
And most people don't realize how powerful simethyl is.
And what about...
Simethyl is acetamazole methionine, because you want to take life support, which has glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation support, and bio-LVR, which gives you the activated B12 folate and vitamin B6. So bio-LVR, simethyl, xenoestrogen detox.
I'm reading a thing there, and he's scratching his head so much, Bill, that he's got... Look at that. He's got himself like a psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
he's got a chronic fungal. Most commonly, he's got a chronic fungal infection.
Yeah.
If you went to one of our centers and had a metapathia scan, it would show he probably has polypathogens, like you talked about, hidden pathogens. And that would mean he would probably show up candida in his gut. Most people that have all these problems have small bowel overgrowth and leaky gut syndrome, food allergies, and chronically elevated cytokine levels, their hypothyroid, hypometabolic, have low growth hormone, etc. So he's, I got a lot of things to repair, and we can do testing to identify too with blood tests too.
What would you recommend, Allison? What?
Well, we need to repair. We need to get rid of the pathogens, and we need to repair his thyroid. Hypothyroidism, like we talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
And I would use antipathogenics like Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriIodine, and yeah. NutriDefense and NutriImmune 26Y.
And you always use NutriDyne for thyroid, correct?
Right. And Michelle, you have Larry. He has a bunch of questions. I had a quick look over this email. I guess it came a couple
Larry's
days ago.
From Missouri.
Right. And one of the things that you got to understand is if you're listening to the show long enough, you don't rush and use over-the-counter drugs or listen to conventional doctors that are going to give you, like after exposure to mold, high-powered steroids.
Well,
or not, or do it without a mask.
Some of his question here. About 3 weeks ago, I had some sinus congestion, a slight cold, and some phlegm in the lungs. And I used some Nature Aid expectorant with some kind of other drug.
Or it helps to thin your secretions.
It did not get any worse and cleared up, except that my right ear plugged up with some vertigo and dizziness, right? So he goes on to say that he's had that about his ear. Well, as you can read there, Bill, because now you have it up on the computer. Okay, so, Bill, but there's a lot of drugs that his doctor's given him. What's the one there that you just said?
Well, he was taking Nasacort, which is a very powerful fluorinated steroid, which I don't agree with. He's taking Sudafed as well, which is, an expectorant to kind of reduce the mucus production. Ideally,
and Benadryl.
Yeah, all the stuff. Just stop, okay? If you're listening to the show, don't take all the stuff. First off, you should have in your medicine cabinet NutriSilver.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a little nasal sprayer at any pharmacy if you want. Or we can actually, if you want, I recommended a few months ago that you can put up so that people want to buy a little sprayer bottle to just transfer the top. But the nasal spray of the NutriSilver will stop the mucus proctorrhea and your rhinorrhea in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to take guaifenesin or all these other things. If you want to stop the cough, you want to inhale it. Three sprays, hold it for a count of 10 and repeat. You want to take more than one antipathogenic. If it's really bad, like a respiratory infection, you can put the NutriIodine in either a Sinopulse Elite machine or an Omron and inhale it with normal saline.
Well, listen to this, Bill. What his job is here? He's doing at home or something. I'm knocking the bark off of wood slabs in an enclosed area with no mask. That's bad. There's a lot of white mold under the bark and with some
black. I don't know why he would admit to
and
all
the
this
black
bad
is
stuff.
Well, he says...
I don't want to give him an award for that.
When he coughs, he just needs a mask.
NIOSH N95 masks we carry, so if people wear that... This is a good example of the kind of foolishness we had in the Gulf War I. We actually moved the medical records to the Oklahoma City Mirror Building because we didn't give them particle masks that would stop depleted uranium nanoparticles from poisoning our troops. Mm-hmm. So we moved the medical records to the Mirror Building to destroy the records so that we wouldn't pay hundreds of billions in damages to our troops destroyed by DU.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? That's why the Mirror Building was blown up. That and the fact they gave squalene-laced anthrax vaccine because they gave Saddam Hussein anthrax because there's 12-to-1 troop ratio between the Iranians and the Iraqis, so he'd be overwhelmed. So we gave him a deadly bioweapon, and then we tried to protect our troops with an experimental vaccine that was dangerous. Crazy, eh?
Yes. Next, Bill, is Roy. Are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Bill and Michelle. Hope you're well, and thank you for the Valentine's Dr. Bill's birthday sale.
There you go.
Which, again, I will say, is going to go right till Tuesday at midnight, so take advantage.
Oh, even longer. It's going the day after. It's going the day after President's Day.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't working on Monday.
Right, so you're going to give them an extra day after President's Day.
Midnight on Tuesday, that's right. I'll be here, though, on Monday.
Uh-huh.
If anyone needs to call at 888-212-8871 to place your order to support Nutri-Medical and keep us going over here.
And by the way, they can leave their order... any day a week, 7 days a week, on the order line. We just record it. We won't return it until the actual days, you know, like Monday after 9 o'clock Pacific time.
It's true.
Yeah.
So Roy goes on to say, will the flu protocol of Nutridyne, Power-C, Allicin Med, NutriDefense, and NutriSilver be enough for pneumonia?
Yes, but you may need to have deep penetration, so you may need to put the Nutridyne into an Omron or a Sinupulse Elite, and it has a little clear tip on it. You want to use normal saline so you get it deeper in your lungs.
And a Sinupulse Elite, you can get those even at Walmart.
Amazon, Walmart, Jet.com, you know, CVS
usually
Pharmacy.
Usually $79.
We used to carry them before, by the way.
They're easy to get.
Amazon. The ENT doctor that invented them actually was on the show for a number of years, you know, about 10 years ago, until it became popular, just like MyPillow. MyPillow was real small, and it was actually introduced on our show almost 12 years ago. And then it became real big. And we use MyPillows everywhere in our house. In fact, I got one over in the corner on the floor for Max to sleep. He comes into my study. Because he comes in for treats, you know, to the studio study.
Uh-huh. I'm going to make the next one anonymous, Bill, because she says this is embarrassing, and I struggle with bad feminine odor. And I've been to a doctor to try to fix it and to rule out any infections. And diseases, and she's clear, and she's, you know, baths,
clear. It was
showers.
Clear. Clear.
She didn't have any infection or any disease.
Why would she assume that? Because the doctor said so?
Well, anyways.
Oh, you mean an MD, a magnificent deity,
Bill?
They actually pronounced over her. They had no thiol compounds, no outgassing materials from any stealth pathogens in her endocervix or her uterus. So her doctor, her magnificent deity, said she had no pathogens, really.
So,
and I wonder, they probably have never seen an agar plate, and if they did, they wouldn't recognize it. To grow a pathogen or look under a phase contrast microscope or look at Berge's manual of bacteriology, so the doctor is incompetent.
So for somebody to say
that they didn't see a pathogen when she's got a smell, the woman, I believe, she's probably got Trichomonas vaginalis.
If a woman has a smell there, she must have something.
Yes. You know? Yes, and it's not just going to come out of her body, but, you know, as a byproduct of her own metabolism.
No.
She's got most likely Trichomonas vaginalis, which is very hard to culture, almost impossible. And she most likely has secondary fungi and bacteria. It's usually what I call pathogen soup. So you need to use vaginal douches with NutriSilver at the very least, maybe Nutridyne 4 times a day. Take orally Allicin Med and the things like Nutrimune 26Y to boost your immune system to fight the pathogens. They're not easy to get rid of sometimes if you've got a chronic vaginitis. But most likely she's got fungal infections in her gut. She keeps reinfecting her vagina. And she's probably most likely got Trichomonas if she's got a bad odor. So for the doctor to say she couldn't find a pathogen, it's like, please, doc, go take some bacteriology courses and start using a microscope and realize you don't know anything about infectious disease. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, next, Bill, is William from New Hampshire. I just purchased a Cognition Plus and Brain Power for my mother, who is on lisinopril and has Alzheimer's, diagnosed with recently diagnosed.
You know the only way you can prove Alzheimer's?
What?
Brain biopsy. Nobody's going to volunteer for it. So for the doctor to pronounce that someone has Alzheimer's, they can say you have dementia on a neuropsychological testing. But a lot of the dementia is caused by three things. Pharmacological dementia caused by doctors giving antipsychotics or antidepressants to middle-aged or elderly.
What's lisinopril?
Lisinopril is just a blood pressure pill. It won't do that. It's perfectly fine.
And what's pravastatin?
Pravastatin is a really bad drug. It will cause dementia.
Oh,
okay.
She's on that.
Yeah, pravastatin will lower cholesterol and the myelination in her brain. And if you do a T1 weighted MRI scan, you'll see the myelinated nerve fiber tracts, which can cause a frontal lobectomy, like a lobotomy.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's on pravastatin, it's a dementia-inducing drug.
Oh.
Because two-thirds of the dry weight of your brain is made of cholesterol. So if you block cholesterol, we had Dr. Graveline on the show about 5 years ago, who's a NASA MD scientist, and within 3 months being on Zocor, he became demented. He couldn't recognize his wife. His wife was smart enough to get him off the damn stuff. Mm-hmm. And within six months, with proper support.
Your advice is obviously to get off of that.
The pravastatin.
The Cognition and Brain Power, but get off of that.
Yeah, get off of that. And then we need to finally do a diagnosis.
Okay.
We need a quick scan, quantitative EEG. And we need to do a consultation and find out what's actually out of balance. She might have heavy metal poisoning. She probably has Paget's myelination, so she'll show abnormal voltages across her brain and abnormal, what's called coherence frequency matching of different parts of her cortex. So I can do refer to a psychologist PhD or science doctorate to do psychological testing. We can do imaging studies like a T1 weighted MRI or a quick scan. We can do organic acids and heavy metals to make sure she doesn't have heavy metal toxicity effects in various nuclei. We can increase her cholinergic pathways of her hippocampus, which makes her think again, with CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and uridine, and ultrasimon B1, and increase her cholinergic pathways. So, yeah, pravastatin, it's a dementia-inducing drug.
I would say just take her off of that, and she's probably going to be fine.
No,
if
she's already demented, they've already done enough damage, we've got to reverse it.
She may even need
peptides for her brain to regenerate.
Oh, that's a shame. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bill.
There you go.
Thank you for listening out there today. Thank you all, our wonderful NutraMedical family. We love you. We'll see you here next week. And Bill's got some exciting guests coming on the next couple hours, almost as exciting as us.
Never as exciting as being with you, sweetheart.
Anyways, God bless
you. You make life worthwhile. Serving God and taking care of you and our family is wonderful.
God bless you. Have a great week. Weekend.
Yeah, back in a minute. Your calls are welcome, 877-317-6432. Some scary news coming up.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.